penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guildford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
W8FU testing.
Working. W8RC.
I'm sorry, my volume was down again, please. Sorry about that. W8FU.
Hey, I just saying, yeah, it's working. Sounding good. W8RC.
That's funny. I'm testing W8RCY's app here, so your calls are amazingly close.
Yeah. Is this Sean?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, sir?
Almost sounds like you're at a ham swap there. It's, I'll see you here, all the background. But yeah, it sounds good. No problem at all. And for the other guy, it must be new.
W8CMN, repeater in Guildford.
He's been online for a bit now. Since August. But the newer, yeah. Anyhow, I was just testing this out. This is a DV switch app, so we wanted to see if it would connect up to the repeater. Just showing them how it works here.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, that's a mic going up here. But yeah, it's sounding good. No problem at all. 7-3. Have a good weekend. W8YRC.
Okay, sorry about that, Mike. Yeah, we're having breakfast with the boys here at the restaurant. That's why the background noise, and we're a little distracted with all the, you know, this is how this works, this is how that works. So I appreciate it. You take care. W8FU.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy. 7-3, W8YRC.
W8CMN, repeater in Guildford.
WBBZ from WAFU.
Penetrating the day like no one else.
NAVBZ from WAFU.
Penetrating the day like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WHCMN, right?
Thank you. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
CQ, CQ. This is KF8, AKV.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NHWCD, this is Key Wayne.
This is Wayne. Good evening. This is NHWCD. Sounds like you had a long day today. How was work? How's things going for you?
I was busy and we were short a person and it was a rough day today. I'm glad it's over with.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Especially on a holiday weekend, usually running at minimum or you're scrambling to get overtime or get somebody to fill a seat or fill a position. It makes for a long day, that's for sure. And of course, you can't call time out on the calls. They just they keep on rolling.
Yeah, for sure. It's like one after the other after the other, and we're short of call takers, so it kind of messes things up a little bit. But like I said, we're over and last day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Last day tomorrow. That's the key word there. 8 is through 3 and one more to go. So got the holiday off. That's a good thing there for you.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad for that. Gonna spend it with the family. How was your guys' day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Hanging in there. Didn't really do a whole lot today. Just kind stayed indoors. I went out once to get the mail. But, pretty much the extent of it. Pretty much inside day.
Nothing wrong with that. A little R&R is just bad for a day.
No, that's it.
That's kind of frustrating.
I guess we can work through it here, but it's kind of frustrating, but that's life. Things seem to go, I suppose.
Yeah, it's part of the hammer, you know, make the adjustments and, you know, work through it. Not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. So, what do you think of the, what do you think of the idea of, fox hunting?
W8CMS?
Well, with what limited information I have about it, I hear it, you know, hear it's pretty good. I substituted up a tech prepper here a little bit more. He's been talking about doing something like that. Maybe I'll look at some of the other channels. But from what limited information, I mean, it's you know, it sounds like a fun event, interesting event, and interesting equipment and such.
Oh yeah, it is. It is pretty cool. There's a guy, a gentleman at the in the Lance Cruz group, really awesome guy. He made this box, and it's got a radio in it. It's got like a little computer in it, and it'll transmit. And then he'll go places somewhere, and they'll go look for it. And it is pretty cool. It's pretty neat to see.
W8CMN.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I like to say it sounds pretty interesting. Kind of wondering, you know, how they set it up. And you kind of just explained it a little bit. You know, like saying, go places somewhere, and you know, their operators, I guess, go and try to find it. But like I say, again, it works. It's a fun event, from what I've heard. Never been involved in it, but it sounds like, again, a good event to test out the equipment and to try, you know, to try to find where, you know, where the signals originated from.
Hey, Wang, yeah, we're actually looking at doing that as a training event, and reason for that is, you know, sometimes, you know, you pick up maybe a cell signal, or you pick up a radio, somebody's got a radio or something like that, and they're in trouble. We can kind of pinpoint where they're at, ping where they're at, and you know, and go looking for them. Or if you know, you have somebody that's malicious that's out there messing with the channel, you go look for them. So it's pretty cool.
W8CMN.
Well, like I say, it sounds like a neat event, and again, it's a group event, kind of skills out to some things that you just mentioned, and, using ham radio and, you know, working together as a team, or trying to use the technology there.
Yeah, it's really good. Sorry if I can talk. It's been a long day. It works really good with, you know, search and rescue, stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of different uses for it, and I think it'll make up for a good summertime training event.
Yeah, it's worth a try. It's definitely worth a try, and you know, I'm sure it will be successful. Or I'm sure it's planned out well. I'm sure it'll be a good event. It's something that you can do, in intervals of time or different types of locations and that. So yeah, sounds pretty cool.
W8.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll give us something to do, give us something to you know, plan for and work on. So I'm trying to come up with some more ideas for training events, and I'd almost like to really try to get out and do that with a local fire department and trying to maybe like Ray or New Haven or something like that. Somewhere small where they don't have a lot of the technology that these bigger departments have, and kind of work alongside them and kind of show them what ham radio can do and what we can do as a group, as a team.
Definite possibilities there. Again, we get out of these the bigger areas, Sterling, Warren, Shelby, and that, and up into the northern tier of townships there. Again, limited resources, volunteers that are working. That would play into it as well, especially, say the first got worked well, or, I don't know, I have a vision there, but absolutely.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So we'll see how it all plays out. Should be good. Good time. Training and stuff, so lots of good stuff going on.
NHWTV, yes, roger that. I agree. Like I say, definitely, I think, kind of those type of events where you can get out and about a little bit, it's a little harder at the winter times, the cooler times of the year, but why not? With it warming up and that, hopefully easier to get around and that, that's definitely worth a try.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll definitely be good. So we got that, and then the task books there. In full swing, getting things going in that aspect. A couple of guys that have already completed their level one training, and so we're off to a good start.
Yeah, the task books, they're well put together. Their uniform and gives a clear path there, and like we talked about, working with the county and AOD situation, we're assisting them. I think it's favorable. And again, it lays the groundwork, and what accountability as far as skill set. I think it's a good start. It's a favorable foundation.
Indeed it is. It's good, and looking forward to it. So, be good stuff coming up here, and just have to watch the emails there. So, but Dan, I am home, so I'm gonna get in and get some food and relax, but appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. It's 61 degrees up here. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. Good talking with you tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and you got one more day to go, and hopefully things will lay low there for you. But hey, you got tonight ahead of you. It's time for dinner, and time for family, and time for relaxing. So we'll let you head on in and start that. Say good talking with you. We'll set you down the page here. 73 and 88 to you and the family. This is NHWCB. We will be clear.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and let Mom know he said hi. 73s and the 88 CMM KYNU clear.
Give me a rest of there. B-800E.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W-8CMN repeater in Guilford. W-8CMN, Repeater in Guilford.
This is KCH, Delta Zulu. Bendejo.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.